Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This week on Pop Gaze,
we talk Sippy Cup TikTok drama,
the Grammys,
and King Charles's prostate.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gaze,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Jordan, I need to tell you.
You're pregnant.
Finally, I've been trying and
And I did think it was a fruitless effort.
So Aurelia knows because they were there when I discovered this amazing fact. But remember how I said that I got offered my cousin's Taylor Swift ticket, but I couldn't go because I had a gig on?
Yes.
Well, I got the dates wrong. And it's actually for next weekend, so I can go.
Oh my God, that makes so much sense. I'm so happy for you, Charlie. And I also, like, I remember you sending those texts and I was like fully like, cancel the gig.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. But I understand your loyalty to the game and your respect for room runners. And I appreciate that. And you were rewarded by God giving you ADHD. So you cannot tell dates.
And literally that whole weekend of gigging will only just pay for the ticket. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like it all nullifies, but it's going to be worth it.
And like, I feel like gig money is not real money anyway. We also have to have the, we have to give our day jobs. Aurelia, lucky girl. That's so exciting. When is it? So when is the actual?
So it's this weekend.
Okay, so stay indoors for the rest of us.
Yeah, true.
Oh, not get sick. Is that what you mean?
No, I just mean like
it's going to be so busy.
Taking over absolutely. Yeah. I am actually like slightly scared about like the crowds because I think the concert starts at like 7:30 or 8 or something.
You
like
have
that.
To be there at 5 a.m.
Yeah, genuinely. And it's like people are getting like heat stroke and they've got all these like rules and regulations at the stadium about like you can't have like external drink bottles. It can only be these kind of things. You can't bring carabiners.
Okay. Well, you might be upselling. You never know.
Like, really, really scared about these lesbian rumors?
Yeah. She said no to the gay law.
She's
no,
overcorrecting.
Apparently, all the Swifties are taking carabiners because they've got so many friendship bracelets that they can't have them on their wrists because they're losing circulation and people are, like, fainting.
Have you made any yet?
No. Well, I didn't know that I was going, so I've got nothing. I don't have an outfit. I don't have anything.
Oh, my God, Charlie.
But I have so much sparkly shit.
Yeah, you do.
In my cupboard, so I'll be fine.
You have to explain to me. Sorry.
And I was also like, okay, well, what are you going to like learn to dance? To Swiftie dancers? Like,
do they dance?
I feel like people rehearse so much and prepare so much. Like people I have on my feed are like, have been making friendship bracelets for weeks.
Yeah. People have been dedicating like days of making friendship bracelets, which is why they're so pissed off about this. No carabiner.
What the fuck is friendship bracelets? What's the deal?
Have you not heard about this?
Where have you been? I'm not even a Swiftie.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
So everyone makes their own like handmade little like chains, you know, with nice like little like,
handmade little chains.
And then swaps them with other fans. And so like people will go up and like trade them and it's like building camaraderie. I don't know.
Wow, we really came out of the pandemic and said, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
No, that is kind of beautiful.
Yes.
But like people are like shoving them all the way up their arm.
Yeah, well, girls are getting so many that they're like killing themselves. So stadiums are like, we can't legally have that on our hands.
If only they had a friend to help them out.
Yes.
Oh my God. It's also like there should be a limit of how many you can bring in to get around this, because if 10 people bring 10 bracelets,
yeah,
it's 100 bracelets.
Like fuck me bands, do you remember those?
Oh my god, yes. It's no. Like orange means you've been fisted.
Yes.
Like,
there were what these shitty little plastic thing. And we were wearing them truly in what, like year 2, year 3? Like it was heinously young. And if you
I feel like I remember those, yeah.
And they were supposed to be like, the colors were like codes. Like if you got blue, then you've given a blowjob. If you got black, then you're fucking. And
oh it was
like,
my god.
We were just like in like truly year 3 and year 4, like walking around with like 80 black plastic bands being like, I'm fucking.
Yeah. It was our hanky code. Yes. You know, like in gay clubs with the handkerchiefs.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Just so willingly going around talking about fuck me bands.
Yes.
I think they're coming back. I've seen a few people rocking them, which is exciting. That's really cute. Are you feeling, how do you feel about Saturday?
I feel a bit like surreal about it, because I've gone for so many months now accepting that I'm not going,
mm-hmm.
that now that I am going, I like haven't prepared for it. So I'm just trying to just not have any expectations, just go have a nice time. And it also feels like every day this past week, Taylor has done some new scandal that everyone's commenting on. So I'm kind of like, I just don't want to engage in the discourse, because I right now I need to like just have a concert, and then I can go back to calling out the billionaires and eat the rich.
Absolutely. You know?
Yeah.
I do think this whole turnaround on Taylor Swift in the last week since the Grammys has been kind of hilarious. Like,
it's been so intense.
Because we've known about the planes, we've known about all this other shit for so long, but it takes her being really annoying at the Grammys for everyone to be like, enough is enough.
What did she do? Like,
I mean,
I didn't follow this. Please explain.
Oh my God. Okay. So it all started with her dancing along to people's songs. And like, yes. In a way that some people were like, she's trying to draw attention away from the artist. And they were like, this is actually really selfish of Taylor. And then it's like, isn't she just supporting?
Can't she dance?
Yeah.
Anything she does is going to be. And
genuinely.
But I will say that like, I did see a few shots of the Grammys where like, everybody else was sitting down and she was standing up and dancing. And I was like,
okay, no, that's kind of weird.
It's like when there's tall. That one loud laugher, like at that gig we had on the weekend earlier, where they're kind of in the audience trying to make themselves the focus by being like, look how much I'm enjoying it. So the audience is watching them watching the show.
Yeah.
And people were saying, I don't agree with this, but people were saying that's what Taylor was doing. It's like, let her live.
That's true.
But then didn't she sue a student who tracked her flights that were publicly available already and was like, this is a breach of privacy, which is kind of an oxymoron.
Yes.
They're publicly available flights.
Yeah.
So how is it a breach of privacy?
Although I did see that this week her like legal team had like proven that he was also tracking some flight that wasn't her jet, that was like, she was on either like something that was booked by like Travis Kelce or something like that. And so like,
they were using her boyfriend's jet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they were using that difference. To prove like you're tracking her, not the flights. So that comes under stalking sort of thing.
Okay. Well, what about like every single Taylor Swift fan account that,
yes,
you know, like everyone at the concert is stalking.
Yeah.
At least half of the crowd is.
Sue us all.
Crazy.
What do you call it? Class action.
Yeah.
Class action against all people.
Against all of her fans.
The thing that I found interesting about the whole Grammys stuff is she was doing all the dancing and things like that. And there's a few theories about potentially why she was doing this, because nothing she does is an accident, apparently. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it kind of harkens back to before she kind of reached that peak level of fame, or that level of where she's at now. I don't think anyone would have predicted that this is what would have happened to her in like 2014.
No.
We would have thought she was just another pop girly coming through, but she's like really solidified herself as a mainstay and as like the biggest touring artist in the world, obviously. But it was that time that she was dancing and stuff like that, that everyone's like, God, this girl is annoying. And they would use clips of her dancing at the Grammys and things like that. And then she came out with Reputation.
Yeah.
And what is she doing now? She's about to release Reputation, Taylor's version. So this some people think that like this Grammys thing is like trying to spark up more of that
flashy bait
kind of thing. I don't know how true that is, because I'm like, I think maybe she's an incredible artist who was also an annoying hang.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. And as most Swifties know, Taylor is cringe. Like, that's the whole fun of it. Like, she's an incredible lyricist and an incredible, like, performer. But her whole vibe is being, like, you know, like this new album that's called like the Tortured Poets Department. It's like people being like, I don't know that you can be a billionaire and also a tortured poet. Like it sort of goes against the whole like bohemian like angst sort of thing.
Have you heard the link to the group chat?
With Joe.
With Joe Alwyn, who is our little runner friend? What's his name again?
Paul Mescal.
Paul Mescal and the priest from...
Oh, Andrew Scott.
Andrew Scott. They have a group chat together called the Tortured Poets.
The Fuck
group.
Me Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they can fuck me.
And so she, her her album, her new album is literally a play on that group chat. And it's like... And like, Phoebe, are you involved? What's going on?
Yeah.
What? But also it's like, okay, well, she's dating Travis Kelce now, but the new album is a reference to her ex's group chat. That's kind of random. Like, if I called my comedy festival show after like an in-joke with my ex, that would be kind of weird, no?
But it is kind of fair enough because it's like she's written like albums about a 3-month relationship. She was with Joe for like 6 years, so it's kind of like she's gotta have some feelings to get
and
out.
She like doesn't talk about it, like she, and like the whole point of that relationship was that it's private, and now I guess she's like, fuck it.
Yeah, well, I guess because she's now in a happy relationship, or at least seemingly in a happy relationship, it's kind of like giving you that like vantage point to be like, I'm now ready to talk about that old thing. But like when you're like in the heartbreak stage and you're not with somebody new, I can understand being like, I can't get into it yet.
Yeah. Mm. And I guess like the other like recappy moments of the Grammys too was her winning album of the year, which I would love to hear what you think about that, Charlie, because I think...
It's a scandal.
It's a scandal. It's an outrage. I think
it's distasteful.
I did not follow the Grammys nominations whatsoever.
It was
for my inner peace.
Absolutely. But it's just like, I know so many Swifties who have agreed that like, they're like, this isn't even her top four albums. And yet she's won 4 best albums of the year. And this one is one of them. They're like, this doesn't even crack the... This is probably one of her in terms
of
like
albums. I love Midnights. Yeah. But it's like, this isn't a... album of the year.
Yeah. And she dragged Lana Del Rey up on stage with her, who was also nominated for album of the year for an incredible album.
Yeah.
And dragged her up there, and she was just kind of standing there because I guess they collaborated on a song for Midnight.
Yeah, Snow on the Beach featuring Lana Del Rey. It's that song where you can't actually even tell if Lana's in the song.
Yeah.
You're like, is the sound Lana? Is that her? Like,
oh my god,
there's interviews where she's like, she said, and she's quite jovial about it, she was like, I sang on that and I did a lot of the production, but I just like pulled myself out of it, blah blah blah.
Yeah
But she's like, no, I sang the whole thing. It's just not in the final product.
Okay, well, but why is Lana still no Grammys? No Grammys for Lana.
No Grammys at all?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Well, she definitely was in her feelings up on stage because like Taylor dragged her up. I think that was so oblivious to do that. But there was also the scandal because Celine Dion, who has been falling unwell to like
stiff person syndrome
and hasn't really been doing shows or in the limelight over the past couple of years, she presented that award. And it was like a really big deal. And I think they even had like a segment dedicated to like Celine Dion's legacy. And when Taylor got up on stage, she went and like hugged everyone else that was up on stage. And then basically just like snatched the award from Celine's hand.
Oh my God.
Didn't thank her and didn't make any kind of reference to it. And I do think it was just an oversight. I think she's, you know... That's an enormous event. You're obviously up in your head and like you're excited and nervous and trying to remember your speech and things like that. I can totally get it. But it definitely was like a missed opportunity to show some grace to an absolute legend who, you know, people were saying like this might be one of Celine's last, you know, big public appearances in this kind of way.
She can't sing anymore.
Mm. Yeah. So it definitely was an embarrassing sort of missed opportunity there. I don't think there was any malice in it, though.
But people will read into it.
Of course.
Anyways.
People are like, she came up and she like rugby tackled Celine to the fucking floor, dragged Lana, kicking and screaming from the crowd.
I also there's a bit of a drama about her using her speech to announce her new album, too.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's very announcing... an engagement at somebody else's wedding.
Yes, yeah. And it was just like, oh,
and the faces from the audience, it was like Olivia Rodrigo and Ed Sheeran just like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to compete with this now.
It's giving main character syndrome.
Yeah. Fully.
But she kind of is. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing with Taylor. It's like...
She is the main character.
Not in my storyline. Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, but, like, that's the fun of her, is that, like, we love her for being on the border of cringe and, like, lovability. It's like, every time she does something amazing, she'll do something kind of kitsch to make us be like, oh, Taylor.
One thing I did catch at the Grammys was Jay-Z talking about Beyonce. Kind of cringe. Little lady.
Yeah, he called her like, young lady or something. It was so weird.
Yuck.
And it was like...
Was that when he was calling out the Academy for not awarding Beyonce?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she has a lot of Grammys anyway, so I feel like...
I think she has like 32 or something
like
that.
She has a lot. But in... talks of like upstaging people, you know, main character syndrome. She did just drop a song on the day of the Super Bowl. While
Travis Kelce.
Did they win? I think they won.
I don't know. It's like happening right now. Oh, as we're recording this episode, well, Super Bowl is like in action.
Oh, I feel like good luck, boys. The Chiefs are winning because I am convinced the game is rigged. And it goes in further into the PR
of the Biden thing.
That is, yeah, all of that. Like, I'm convinced at this stage.
Yeah, some people think, have you heard this, Jordan?
No.
That the Travis Taylor relationship is a PR stunt to support the Biden campaign.
And
I don't know how that works.
I'm not a Biden fan by any means, but with the things that Trump has been saying, I hope the PR stunt fucking works.
I know.
We Same. Need
Throw
you.
Throw some money at it.
We need you.
Who would Trump's PR couple be? Like Rosen.
Lauren Boebert at Beetlejuice. I don't know.
That's so true. We have something else that I don't know if I'm reading into it too much, but Miley Cyrus.
I'm so happy for her.
So fun.
Oh my God.
Tina Turner moment up there as well. Full on.
I'm a diehard Miley fan and have been like rooting for her throughout her most recent albums. And I can't believe that Plastic Hearts, her second most recent album, wasn't the one that got her the Grammy.
I loved that album.
So amazing. Mm. Such a genuine rock epiphany. It was just so fucking amazing. You know, a lot of people were watching her performance at the Grammys being like, holy fuck, she's an actual rock star. It's like, yeah, we've been new. Like, she's been...
Have you not seen Hannah Montana?
Yeah, yeah.
Where have you been?
Genuinely.
That's so true. And I'm so glad she's leaning into her, like, country glam rock era. And she's, like, steered away from the... When she was doing, like, so much weird shit. Like, because she was so young. But, like, when she was, like, 21 and fucking, like...
Her bangers era.
Doing, and it was just like... And it was like so much appropriation and stuff like that.
So
and
cringe.
Yeah.
Well, now she's kind of leaning into who she really is. And it feels like she's matured into her own style rather than like trying to smoke weed.
Yeah.
And like hump a blow up doll.
Yeah.
Like that was not a vibe.
She's now just like rock goddaughter Dolly Parton to the max. Like, like that hair with the big kind of like bouffant fringe thing that went back. Very like new age Dolly.
And the eyes.
The eyes were
eyes were giving that meme.
Oh, on the runway.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
She still has the meme.
The throwback.
Eyes. Yeah.
Oh my God. The big ones. But she also, have you heard about the drama with Billy Ray Cyrus?
No.
Sort of.
What happened?
So he left her mother.
For like a 13-year-old, is that right?
What? That's illegal. No. You can't tell me that's not illegal in Joe Biden's America.
An infant woman. But for a girl who was, I think, Miley's age. And it was like this, it was kind of an ugly breakup. And I think they got married really suddenly and all that kind of shit. None of the kids went to the wedding except, I think, Noah. Like, I think Noah has chosen Billy Ray or whatever. And it's become like Miley doesn't talk to him anymore, has nothing to do with him. And in her speech, she goes, I want to thank my mom, my brother, somebody else. Is that everyone? Yep, that's everyone. And then left. Yeah.
Well, I'm all for more people cutting out their toxic fathers.
Yes. Yes.
Do it. Yeah,
it is good.
Let that be an inspiration. Thank you, Miley.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that happened at the Grammys that made me think of something else was Jay-Z talking about using it to like sip, as like a sippy cup.
What's this?
Drinking out of the Grammy.
Oh.
And obviously it has two handles, which brought me back to the TikTok drama of Sofa Dofa. And what was her name?
Shelby.
Shelby.
What the fuck is
this? Are you across this?
No, I'm not. Tell me.
Okay. So there's this Australian TikToker called Soph. Her at is like Sofa Dofa. She's like a lifestyle creator. She's really, really popular. And she did this like haul of things she got for people's Christmas presents.
Yeah.
And she just kind of goes through everything, and then she grabs this mug that she bought at Finders Keepers Market, just that like artisanal, handmade art, because they'll come for me.
We respect all art we on this respect show.
All we the can art. Call it bullshit and know that if we were there, we would have been fucking eating it up.
I know. I would have been like buying everything. Yeah. But it's just like you get little cutesy stuff there. And she's like, okay, so I got this mug and it's a cute mug. It has like strawberries on it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I didn't know it had two handles, and I was going to give it to like my baby cousin, but I thought it was cute, but it also cost $125. And she didn't know that it cost that much until she said, I'll take it. And the girl at the stall just, you know, was like, great, tap your card here. And at that point, she was too awkward to back out of the sale, which I think is very relatable and has happened to
all
of us. We've
all been there.
Yeah. But generally, it's not for $125.
No.
Right. So she made this video in December before Christmas. And then this year, a few days ago, the other creator stitched it, the girl who made the mug, and was like, actually, this mug was really expensive for me to make. You did know it had two handles. You picked it up, you played with it, you saw the price, and you bought it knowing it was $125. And just like it all blew up because everyone was like taking sides and stuff.
Yeah, it was wild. And it was also like, I watched the Sofa Dog. Oh, because Shelby came up on my For You page.
Shelby's the one who bought it.
Who made the mug.
Oh,
and she sort of popped off in lockdown because she would buy random like mystery molds from, I guess, like Etsy or something. Yeah. And she would like crack it open. I thought it was really a really cute series. And she'd crack it open and then she'd paint it different colors and then put it in the kiln and take it out. Or she would put it in the kiln and then she'd see it at the other side. I actually can't remember. Clearly memorable.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there was fire involved.
The millions of videos I scroll past every day. But it was cute. And then she started her own business, just making ceramics for everyone at a price, obviously. And then the Sofa Dove video came up. It was like one of those things where you see someone stitch it and then the two videos later, you see the original video. I was like, thank you, God. but it was such a brief moment in Sofa Dove's original video. Like it wasn't. Yeah. It was obviously like, she was like, this little sippy cup, oh God, it was way more expensive than I thought it would be. And she was like, you know what? And she was trying to be like, you know, when you tap and you go, fuck, that's a lot more than I thought. Tap, yes. Let's go. It was more about that moment.
Yeah.
And
it wasn't like that cup wasn't worth it. I can't believe she ripped me off. How dare she charge $125 for a cup? Like none of that was mentioned. But yeah. Then the stitch from the girl who made the cup was like accusing her of like underselling, you know, and being like, and you have a small business. You know how hard it is.
Oh my God.
It really, I don't know what Shelby thought it would do because I can see how sometimes when people like clap back at like people being like, why is this much? It really works for them because you can show them the work that they do.
Mm.
But Shelby's video just kind of didn't really make sense because it drew attention to like nobody knew that that was
it's
her
the
product.
Streisand effect. It's like,
yeah.
It's when she called out that like photographer for taking a photo of her mansion.
Yeah.
Being like, you've exposed the location of my mansion. And then she like sued him. And then because of that, now everybody knows where her house is. It's like, no one would have known that had you not have done this.
Exactly.
We wouldn't have even been thinking about the cup or its handles or its price.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because I feel like there's a lot of like Australian TikTok that we see and that nobody else sees, but this went global.
Don't you feel kind of proud
when
that happened?
It was global beef. I was like, oh my God.
The Finders Keepers are loving this.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to pay $125 for a cup, but if I was on the spot.
Well, the Americans are paying hundreds of dollars for Stanley Cups that are giving them lead. So.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Yeah.
More on that.
Well, at least this one is hand-ceramed.
Yeah.
Hansaram.
This is a Hansaram'd cup and everything.
I'm trying to think now. Like, I just genuinely, like, I was watching every single video about it, and I sit here before you with no opinion.
Oh, I definitely think Shelby wanted it to be more of a PR move than anything, because it brought a lot of attention to her shop. And there is still a lot of people who can afford like an expensive cup as like a present.
And we are talking about it.
Yeah, we are. Here absolutely. We are.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So Godspeed, Shelby.
Yeah. I do love mugs.
Yeah. She'll sell like a $200 cup that's like, as mentioned on Pop Gaze.
Pop Gaze collaboration.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of online queens, can we talk about a very sick king?
Rest in peace,
Mr. Charles.
We'll touch wood He does seem on his last legs.
Yeah.
Really? He got cancer yesterday.
I know, but...
He didn't get it yesterday. He
found
it.
Okay,
he
sorry.
He contracted it.
That's not how it works.
It's like an STI.
No, but like, surely he has like access to the world's best doctors, experimental treatments.
No, well, like, just you wait, Aurelia, because...
If that was like, if I was Camilla, I'd be like, we're going to like Russia.
Yeah.
Why are they not doing that?
Well, because one of the like royal like spokesperson, he was like interviewed on This Morning Britain, and they were like, oh, so will Charles be starting chemo soon? And then he was like, oh no, he doesn't believe in chemotherapy. He's more into potions and salves.
What?
Yeah, he's doing the homeopathy.
I don't know.
Whatever, some Bell Gibson shit. Yeah. He didn't see what happened to that girl. Like, I'm going to cure it with a pumpkin salad. Yeah.
You had a heart attack. You had a stroke. Yes, yes, I did.
It is. I mean,
oh my god. But yeah. What type of cancer do we know?
They haven't specified.
But he did. It was confirmed that he went in for a procedure for an enlarged prostate. So you have to imagine that it's prostate cancer, right? Or like something around that.
Yeah. Like there was a whole week where everyone was just talking about this man's prostate. And I was like, good on him for like bringing awareness to prostate cancer. But also like...
But that was a leak, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But like, wouldn't you like... I don't know. Like that king's got a massive like prostussy. Like I wouldn't want to like people to know that.
I think, yeah. And I don't think he did. I think that got leaked and then they jumped on it being like, we're really glad that people are.
Yeah. Like we talk about his enlarged prostate. Can we talk about his enlarged fingers? Like what's happening there?
Oh my God, those sausage fingers.
Yes. Insane. What if he has cancer fingers? What if it's...
Oh my God. And then we all feel so horrible for like mocking him for a decade.
No. He needs to die.
I mean, I do feel sorry for him right now.
Oh.
Like just a little bit.
Just remember what he's done.
I know.
Have a little think.
Of course, it could be the cancer. It could be him not treating the cancer. But I think mainly it's because Trisha Paytas is
having a
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which will be King Charles.
Reincarnated. Have you seen that? It's like someone's taken the... montage from Everything Everywhere All at Once, where she's like going through all the multiple like dimensions and universes and that kind of shit.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like King Charles's soul going into Trisha Paytas's body.
That is so funny. Yeah, I saw a clip of Trisha Paytas saying that she was like, I don't want it to be King Charles or like Queen Elizabeth. But she was like, but I do see a lot of Elizabeth in Barbie. Or in Malibu. And then she's like, and then she goes, I don't want them, like, because then they're like mother and son and that's weird. She was like, I could handle Kate Middleton. If Kate Middleton died and it was my baby, that would be okay.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Kate Middleton must be so excited
well,
right
now.
Well,
she also had surgery recently. Like Trisha needs to calm the fuck
what?
Down.
What did she do?
I think it was something kind of routine, but she was in like hospital for a few days because it was like announced. It was like, Will be taking up parental duties. And then people were like discussing like, isn't he a good father? Like stepping in like that.
Oh
it's like,
God.
And also, no, he's not a good father just for doing the bare fucking minimum. But also don't fucking tell me this family doesn't have 100 nannies.
Absolutely. Like,
they don't touch those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want
met.
To.
No.
Why would you take care of your own children if somebody else could do it for you?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm,
that's very true.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Godspeed to King Charles.
Yeah.
What if Camilla is the queen?
No, she couldn't be, surely.
Is that how it works? If he carks it, does Camilla become queen or does it go on to Will?
It goes to Will, I reckon.
Yeah, it has to go to Will. She's not, like, second in line, no.
It is so... bizarre and surreal that, like, King Charles has, like, waited his whole life to be passed the legacy, and then he might not even have it for a full year. Like, what the fuck?
That would be such karma for it what is he like, did.
It would be.
That's for cheating.
Yeah, that's what you get for cheating. But the name Charles is, like, has had so much bad luck in the history of kings in England as well. So it's like, well,
do you know it's legally my birth name?
Okay.
Change it immediately.
Well, I need to, because I obviously go by Charlie everywhere, and I've always hated it. And, like, it follows me on all my, like, official documents.
Yeah.
Because when I was born, my parents wanted to call me Charlie, but my grandma, who's, like, you know, matriarch of our local parish, very Catholic and quite, like, into the royals, was kind of like, no, you can't call him Charlie. He'll never get a job. Call him Charles.
He'll never get a job.
Which is also, like, already true for anyone of this generation, like, any name.
And then I went on to not get a job. So.
And it has nothing to do with your name.
Because names have, like, turned into this whole, like, baby name influencer, like, thing, which I'm obviously obsessed with. There's this woman who does baby name predictions.
Yes, I love this woman.
We talk about her. But also, influencers have really funny names for their children, and they're clearly getting hired.
Yeah.
What about, like, Northwest? That's just normal now.
Yeah.
Did you see that Grimes last week said that she gets her kid to call her by her first name?
What's her first name?
Grimy. I have no idea, but she's like, because I have a distaste for mother. Oh no, she said, because my children can just automatically sense that I have a distaste for mother.
Or maybe you just told them not to call you that.
No, she said that it was organic.
Oh,
that's her alleged.
It's always organic.
Alleged. I mean, it's easy when your child is called XAI too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What's that? She had a second one. What do they call it? Like keyboard or something?
Yeah.
Keyboard Xavier.
I thought her and Elon Musk broke up. Are they still together?
I think they broke up.
Yeah.
But also in the pandemic, there was another, like, high up Tesla exec who had twins by Elon Musk, because he is part of that, like, 1% elite who thinks that the human race is at risk of dying out. So they're reproducing lots, and they're just, like, breeding like crazy.
Making underground bunker lairs. Have you seen this?
He has, like, 12 children.
Yes.
He has as many children as Nick Cannon.
Oh my God. I think it's Elon Musk and also what's the Facebook guy?
Mark Zuckerberg.
I think it's Zuckerberg has, like, this, like, $1 billion underground apocalypse survival, like, mansion in Hawaii, and it's got enough stuff for, like, him and, like, you know, his, like, crew if the world ends kind of thing to, like, repopulate the earth. But there's apparently a lot of, like, billionaire celebrities that are doing this kind of prepping, and everyone's like, what do they know that we don't know?
Yeah, they're all preppers and they have millions of kids, like the Kardashians. I think like in the family alone there's, like, enough children with, like, different fathers populate the earth.
I feel like medically the Kardashians will survive just because their bodies are no longer based on, like, organic materials, you know what I mean? Like, they're gonna outlive humanity anyway.
I 100% agree. Yeah.
They don't need a bunker.
Except for Courtney, because she loves organics.
Oh my God. No, that's so crazy. Like, what if the apocalypse hit right now, I'd have, like, 2 boxes of cereal.
I know. Yeah. Actually, yeah, I've got, like, a bag of carrots mainly for the dog.
Yeah, I got some almond butter.
That's great. Yeah. That's so good for you. I don't know. What do they know? I think they know everything that we already know, and they've just got money to make a bunker. I feel like if we had enough money, we'd be making a fucking bunker.
Yeah, true.
But I also think, this is so lame to say, but I'm like, how much food and resources do they have in that bunker that they could give someone else? Me? Yeah. No, anyone.
Yeah, literally prevent world hunger.
Motherfuckers. Yeah. Stupid bitches.
Yeah.
Anyway. Their time will come.
Yes, they
Trisha,
will.
Trisha, the only one who's allowed to keep reading is Trisha. Keep taking him down, baby.
I can see her being kind of like a Mother Earth cult figure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she'd be like, call me Gaia. Or is it Gaia? Like, what's the...
Gaia.
Gaia. Yeah.
There's a woman on TikTok that I follow who has a dog called Gaia. And I think I might be, I don't know if she's popped up on anybody else's feeds, but she only ever has like maybe 50 to 80 likes. So I'm like,
oh my God.
She's not that popular.
Oh my God. I get so many random videos like that where it's like, just has like 12 likes.
You're like, how did it get
like,
here?
I'm like, why is it here? But I'm like, oh, this is how other people see my videos with 12 likes.
Has to start somewhere.
It has to start. But this woman, she's very Northern New South Wales vibes. She was living in a tent for a while because she felt really connected to the earth and was very like, my kids don't really wear shoes and stuff like that. She lives in, I think, on someone's property and stuff like that, which makes me kind of sad because I think that if she had the funds, she would live in a home or whatever. But she also does quirky things like drink her own urine every morning, and she brushes her teeth with urine, and she's like running through all like
the health the rest benefits of us.
And stuff. Oh my God. But then she, and she's like,
do you know what the benefits of that are?
Well, the brushing teeth thing, she was like, did you know that the Romans used to brush their teeth with urine? And then somebody commented, like me and like the three other people who follow this woman, being like, I don't even follow her, but she's... Anyway, but they were like...
what weird like thing have you done on the internet, Jordan, to get yourself on this list?
I know exactly. Do
you
know what I mean? But this person was like, are the Romans known for having good teeth? And I was like, exactly. True. It's so like funny how like these health trends come up and people are like, you know, back in the prehistoric ages, we used to like eat bones. It's like, yeah, there was nothing else.
Yeah.
And they probably lived till they were 20. Like, are you kidding?
We didn't have TikTok. We had to invent some fun.
No, this is why everyone has veneers now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh God, I'm seeing some bad veneers on the internet.
So many bad veneers.
I saw a video of a girl getting like complete veneers put in and-
The dolphin
like,
teeth?
Yeah, the little sharp things before they've been put in, because she showed her gums like midway through the process where they put these like steel bases that the veneers get sort of like adhered onto. But it genuinely looked so like horrifying. I was like,
it's also just like, I don't know. It feels like such a, people are really insecure about their teeth. So it's like tricky, but I can't help but be like, what if something goes fucking wrong?
Yeah.
And then you're left with your little nubs of teeth.
Well, I think what I would recommend is bleaching your teeth. I did it.
Yeah, I need to get on that shit.
That would be good.
It doesn't, so far, no long-term damage, but it hurts so bad on the first day.
Mm.
I thought they were all going to fall out, but they're still here.
I was convinced I was on my deathbed, but I know.
Like on fire.
Oh my God.
Mm. I heard the other day, I don't know if this is true or not, or just someone stirring shit, but they were saying that the reason there's so much olive oil in Greek and Italian cooking and it was so popular is because it came about as a lubricant, like as like a sexual lubricant in that era. And so then
the side eye from Aurelia just then like... Wait, in the cuisine?
Like they were, maybe somebody was like sucking someone off and went,
Put some olive oil on that. Because like, do you mean like in the cooking? Because if you put a little bit of olive oil in like a Greek salad, I don't think that helps you when you have anal later.
No, I think they were...
As in, I think olive oil blew up as a popular thing in Greece and Rome because that's when it started to be first identified as a lubricant.
Fucking with it and then they were cooking with it.
Okay, don't you eat.
I'm not sure if it's correlation or causation, but those people be fucking, with their little salads.
I saw this tweet about the new, like, Alexander the Great show or movie on Netflix, and it was like... 8 minutes into Alexander the Great and the woke police already made him gay. And I haven't even watched it, but I'm I want to.
Yes.
I love those little series.
Me too. Someone like has like made like a pair of statues of Alexander like crying while also fucking his lover sort of thing. And then it's like people being like, they were just two good friends like, on the battlefield. Alexander like famously, what was his name? Patrocles, was it? This is my area of expertise. Yeah. I should know this because I need to read Song of Achilles, which is meant to be beautiful. Have you heard of this book?
No.
Mm. It's about Alexander and... Patrocles, I think.
Oh my God, cute. Actually, I have heard about this.
Or is it Achilles and Patrocles? I forget. There's so many gays in that era.
All brushing their teeth with piss.
Using olive oil as lube. Fucking on the battlefield.
It's just like Burgundy.
Yeah.
But I forget if it's Achilles or if it was Alexander. I think it was Alexander who, when his like lover died, he like held him for like 3 days until he like died of hunger himself. Like he was like, I'm gonna die. Like just like I don't want to live anymore. Mm. And then everyone's like, yeah, a normal reaction to have for your platonic male friend.
They were buddies, partners in crime. Yeah. That's so wild. Yeah, those like Netflix series of historical events with like reenactors, but also the historians in it are so great.
They're amazing.
They've got one on all the Roman emperors and stuff like that. But they'll have like these like insane, like, because obviously they're trying to be like, I think they were trying to jump on the Game of Thrones band where it was like historical porn kind of. So it's like sexy and people like wearing these little outfits, but they're also all Kiwi actors.
So
like, we must take over. I can't do a Kiwi accent anyway.
It's like and a new like Lord of the Rings
kind of.
It's like, was this just filmed in Hobbiton?
And then they would cut to these like historians in the, like, I was about to call them confessionals.
But yes.
Basically,
yeah. Just being like, Alexander loved seizing towns and seizing cock.
Yeah. He could take a whole fist up to here.
And the whole of Prussia.
Have you guys seen, I think this was during our year off, but did you guys watch Kunk on Earth?
I have seen it.
Oh my God.
So good.
Funniest fucking show. If any listeners haven't watched Kunk on Earth on Netflix, you need to. It's this hilarious mockumentary that's in that style of like historic, like reenactment, discovery, kind of David Attenborough style kind of thing.
Yes.
But she plays this character called Philomena Kunk, who is the most inept woman, and she's hysterical.
It's so funny. The joke writing in that was so good.
And the fact that they didn't tell the real like boffins, like all those like you know, PhD holding experts in like very niche parts of history, they would do these interviews with Philomena and she would be asking them the most inane shit and seeing their minds just crack at having this idiot ask them these questions.
But also some of them like trying to help her understand too, like being like, okay, because there's one thing where he was like, and he conquered Greece, and she was like, the musical. And just them being like, no. And like trying to like, you can see some of them getting frustrated and some of them like really trying to be like, huh.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I just imagine them watching it back and being like, fuck.
Yes. We got caught.
They had me.
Yes.
Literally.
Did you see today also another reveal during the Super Bowl, the Wicked trailer, which got dropped?
Of course I've seen it. Yes. But you were asking earlier.
Yeah.
I think I saw it in my discovery page.
Yes.
Yeah.
I salivated the second I saw it. What do you think of it so far, Jordan?
I think it looks great.
I think it looks amazing.
I think it looks like magical. I think they gave us just enough, like ending it with the little from Defying Gravity.
Yes. Perfect.
I already like what Ariana Grande is doing with Glinda. I think it's funny and I think it's like
coming around.
Vogue as well. And I don't think it's not like, you can't compare it. And I think that's what she's doing, is that you can't compare it to the Broadway stuff because it's so much more pulled back and she's doing kind of like a cool girl. Like,
it's realism.
Yeah. Very excited to see Bowen Yang in there.
And Michelle Yeoh looks so cool as Madame Horrible.
And who's that gay actor from Bridgerton who's playing Fiero?
Oh my God. I've just gone blank on his name. He's so hot.
He's so beautiful. Mutton Chops.
What's his name? Something Bailey. Jonathan Bailey. Oh my God. Fucking hell.
Jesus.
That
oh
man.
Oh my God, Charlie.
Where did you go?
Jonathan, give us a call.
Yeah.
I think perfect.
Need some olive oil up in here. That man.
Yes.
It's so nice to have an out gay man.
As Fiero.
Well, someone was saying, I've always said Elfie was a lesbian because she's dating Fiero.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, so Fiero's also a lesbian in this setting?
Yeah, why not?
I think both.
Yes. But fuck, I love Jonathan Bailey and I love that he's out and he has the most amazing chemistry with his on-screen partners when they're women. I feel like because he is out and able to have like a really nice rapport with them. Like, have you guys seen his season of Bridgerton?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh my God. It was amazing.
It was so good.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's like, because it's not just because... It would like oversimplify it to say that like, oh, because he's gay, female actors are more comfortable with being like intimate with him. But I'm like, I think it does make a difference. But the thing that enhances that is his ability to just connect with them too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, he's an incredible
and probably
actor.
Like see them as fellow humans and like having chats with them and stuff and working with them yeah. as collaborators rather than potential hookups
yeah.
mm-hmm. as well, which I think is really nice. Not to say that like not all straight men, but I think a lot.
But always a straight man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which I think is beautiful. And I think he's perfect for Fiera. I'm yeah. excited. When does it come out? Is it this year?
Yeah, November, I think.
Ooh.
Part one. Yeah.
Do you reckon they'll end on Defying Gravity?
Oh, yeah. They've got to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have never seen this musical in my life.
You haven't even seen it?
No.
Well, it's coming to Melbourne. I'll take you.
Oh, my God.
I will take you. And I will spend the whole time watching you watch it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
You know when you have like a favorite movie and like...
Yes.
You get to relive it through somebody else's eyes?
Yeah.
That's what I want to do with you.
Mm, God. We should gun for comps.
Yes. Absolutely.
Opening yeah, night.
We should be there at opening night.
Yes. Let's do it. Twitter, do your thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Putting this out into the universe.
Also, Caesar tickets for Jordan and Aurelia.
Yeah.
Putting this all
into the universe.
We got so close. I was in the thing, but then it was down to single tickets. You had the same thing on Friday as well. Mm. It was down to single tickets. And like, oh, it was just... I was like, this is what the Taylor Swift fans felt like.
Yeah.
And it did make me less optimistic about potentially seeing Beyonce one day.
Oh my God, no. Don't even make me think about it. I would actually sleep on the street for that.
Yeah, you would do the...
Yeah, because there were people lining up for Taylor in person. That was an option. Mm. I remember the like news article where somebody was like, I called in sick to work, don't show my face. And she wore like sunnies and hoodie for the Taylor tickets.
That's and so funny.
I respect that, yeah. Have you ever slept out for something?
Yes.
I have once too.
My friends and I... We didn't sleep out, but we got into the city at like the crack of dawn for the opening of Krispy Kreme at Melbourne Central when we were in year 8.
See ya.
Yum.
So that's where we were. But we were one of the like first, I think we were like part of the first 10 to enter the store. So we got like free donuts for the rest of the year.
Oh my God. Sort
of oh, that's really
okay,
good.
Okay, worth it.
Worth yeah. it.
That is so funny.
I know. I don't know why we cared so much about it, but we were just like...
Krispy Kreme had a real chokehold on us for a while. People, yeah. You couldn't get anyone coming back from Sydney without like 4 packs of the 24 packs.
It was the old like bringing DVDs back from Bali.
Yes. I missed that.
Yeah.
And it was just like a video of Epic Movie with someone's head just yeah. in the cinema yes. the whole time with someone's camera.
I had one of the movies that my parents got from Bali was this horrible, oh my God, Kirsten Stewart movie about her being like a spy. Have you seen this movie?
No, that's so funny.
But have you seen the trailer for her new movie?
No.
Oh my God, what? Are you what even gay?
Sorry.
Wait, what?
I'll hand my card in. Your lesbian card has been revoked. Kirsten Stewart is in a movie with another lesbian and it's like they're bodybuilders or like some...
What?
And they're really ripped and hot and sexy.
What
okay,
the fuck?
Let me find
how have you missed this, Jordan?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, okay. I've been, whatever. But
ill health on the king. Yeah.
You're too deep into your 12 likes TikTok.
Yeah, I've been watching a fucking woman brush her teeth with piss. I miss okay. this.
It's called Love Lies Bleeding.
Wow.
So
when's it coming out?
I just
and she's a wrestler, did you say?
Mm-hmm. It comes out in March. Here are the photos. This is the poster.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be like our generation's Showgirls.
That is so ripped.
And there's blood and everything.
Ooh.
Anyways, that's like my new motivation to like get into the gym and maybe lift
yes.
some weights.
Yes. There's a lot of wrestling movies at the moment. There's that Zac Efron thing coming out with him.
Oh, it's come.
Oh, it's come and gone. Yeah. I missed it.
Well, it's still in cinema, yeah, yeah, but yeah. it's been, yeah, yeah. About the brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks good.
It does.
Mm. But it looks fucking depressing. So I don't want to watch it.
Oh, does it have a dark turn?
It's about a real family of brothers who got really into wrestling. And then I think a lot of them unalive themselves. Yeah.
So. All right. Well, I won't get into wrestling anyway.
Then. Godspeed. Well, I'll take the Kristen Stewart gay one.
Yeah, do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do that one.
That
looks
sounds
fun.
More up my alley.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining her at the gym, like eating lots, bulking up.
Yes.
For this role.
That is so
such
funny.
A challenge.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, what's his name? He was in one of the he called out Marvel because he had a very horribly received Marvel movie and he like bulked up, but his movie was a flop. And he was like, I literally like ruined my life for this.
Oh, Kumail Nanjiani.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Because it's what you have to, the dieting aspect of it all. Also like people taking, you know, hormones and things to bulk up. And also like I was thinking about this with, I was chatting about it with a few friends the other day, just like the reality of like committing your life to being an athlete can really fuck your body.
Yeah.
You know, like, especially with like all the stuff coming up in the AFL as well, but in the NFL in the States with like concussions and stuff like that. And like pushing your body to the limits is scary.
Not worth it. And I saw someone putting up on Twitter, like, I think it was in response to that kind of post that he made. But they were saying like, you know, back in the day we had like people like Indiana Jones or whatever who were seen as like action leads.
Mm.
But like you look at his body now and it's like he looks great. Like he's super strong. But it's not like that like overdone, wrought body where it's like, you know, the muscles are like rippling on top of themselves. Yeah. He's just like a healthy man who's strong. But like he was like the babe of the time.
Yeah.
And now it's like the standard that we expect of movies, it's like, no, it has to be like Wolverine bursting out of a...
Oh,
yeah, that's so true. It's really unrealistic in the same way that like veneers, BBLs,
yes,
hairline transplants,
yes,
taking drugs that are dangerous and sometimes illegal just to like look a certain way.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm.
Speaking of those kind of procedures, should we do our pop or flop for this week? Because I have a flop.
Yes. Ready for your flop.
Okay, amazing. So my flop for this week is there's this surgeon that you might have seen on TikTok that people are doing like these like side by sides, and it's like I feel like he does like really cheap surgeries, but they're kind of like almost like experimental, and it's like stretching people's faces out, but like at the end of it, like the after shots show, like you can see like the seams of like stitches like on their forehead, and they,
what?
It's got this sort of like Frankenstein kind of quality, and it's like people who want to have like a facelift or something like that, but it's just like really like botched. But like he's putting up all these TikToks and stuff like that being like, look at what I've done. Like, isn't this great? And everyone's like, this is like, ooh, otherworldly.
Wow. That is so spooky.
Yeah.
I think I have seen one of the things and people were like, because at first I was like, is that immediately after the surgery? And they're like, no, this is after recovery and everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, fucking hell. But wow. I'm also like, who's going in now?
I know. It's such a testament to the idea of like, becoming warped by, you can't even see the forest for the trees anymore because clearly he can't even tell anymore that this is like horrifying to look at.
Mm.
And he's like, oh, like I'm confident enough to put this out as like promotion.
Wow.
Scary.
The internet is a dark place.
It is.
Yeah. I also have a flop this week.
Yay.
Yay, flops. My flop is Coles supermarket and actually any of the like big ones, but I'd been going to like my local market and stuff, and I needed to go to a supermarket because I missed something, and there I was greeted by security cameras, gates, like needing to wait to be let out of the like self-checkout area.
I've noticed these,
and it's so, it makes you feel like a criminal while you're paying like way too much for the groceries already.
Is it that automated door thing where it's like glass panels that you have to stand in front of, and then it will take a second to like open up? Only
what
if
the fuck is going on?
Yeah, like they lock you in, and then I was like scanning something, and maybe my phone was on a thing, and it was like there's more items, and I'm like, oh my god, I feel so too far in the future in like a bad way.
It feels like a nanny state.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's also like if you're losing that much money from people shoplifting, or if you're that scared of people shoplifting, bring back humans at the checkout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Employ people.
I miss humans at the checkout. Do you remember when you could get your groceries bagged?
Yeah. I still do it. Like, I'm not like my nan is like hardcore, like, I want to do the robots.
Yeah.
Whatever. But occasionally, especially if I've got a bigger one, I'm like, I'm not fucking around with this.
Yeah. It's so comfy. I can look at my phone.
Yeah.
Think about my day.
Oh, and they know what they're doing. Like, I've been grocery shopping for myself for like 10 plus years, but I still don't know the most efficient way to pack it all, but they do.
Oh, I'm a bit of a Tetris nerd with it. Like, I make the nicest bags that are so neat. I'm like, Josh, get away. Let me do it.
I need this.
Did you also see how Woolies got called out for saying that they're not going to stock Australia Day merch this year?
Yeah.
And then all these like right-wing bigots were like, you got to boycott Woolies. Like, this is insane. So and then dumb. Woolies had to be like, we're not making a political stance. It was purely commercial because people weren't buying that amount of stuff anymore. And it just isn't worth us importing all this shit that was from overseas anyway. So it's not even like it's like going back into the Australian economy. And like, I do think that is true, but also it's like, I think it was a stance and I think it was a good stance. And I don't think they should have backed down.
Yeah. Personally. Agree. Weak.
Yes.
W for weak.
But that's the world we're living in. And
that's that.
Change the date.
I have a pop.
Yay! Yay. Some positivity.
And it is a little throwback suggestion for you. A little comfort watch. Guys, Dance Academy is so good.
I love Dance
it's
Academy.
It's all on Netflix right now. And it's, I think it's on Stan too. And it's on ABC iView. So you have your pick of the litter. And it is so good. It's 3 seasons. It's better than you remember. And Tara is... I mean, I was watching it and I sent a message to my friend and I said, Taylor Swift is Tara from Dance Academy.
That's amazing foresight, actually.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And it's just fucking good. I've just finished season 2. Rest in peace, Sammy. I'm devastated.
Oh, that was one of the hardest deaths in Australian television. Have you seen Dance Academy?
No, but Tamara was actually like talking about it the other day.
Oh, get
she
out.
Just like explained it to me. I was like, what? I haven't seen this.
I would give it a go because I didn't watch it when I was a kid. I actually watched it, I think, just a couple of years ago when I was in Sydney. It got like recommended to me and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Because it's like so kitsch. It's like they're at the Sydney Opera House. Children. And it's like, but it's also that like Saddle Club era of television where it's like everything's very like Australiana. Mm. Like, and I love it.
It's so funny. And the fashion choices are so insane. And it's, but it is just like, some of it is like, I'm like, that's genuinely good. And the acting in it, I'm like, these kids are good.
Oh, the
and they're
kids
great dancers.
I love the one that's like, he's like a thief and he's like an orphan that's like also like naughty boy, but he's the bad boy, but he's an amazing dancer.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Get into it. I love it. That's my pop.
I love that.
Cute.
A nice way to end out our like big gay Grammy Bowl episode.
True that.
Amazing.
Bye.
See you next time.
Bye, friends.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.